Peya, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Continuing with the theme of the previous Mishnah, where we discussed who should not take from the Kupa and who should not take from the Tamchui because of the things that they own, the Mishnah continues with that regarding the other Matnos Aniyim, the other gifts to the poor. Mishi Yesh Lo Masayim Zuz, somebody who owns 200 Zuz, Lo Yitol Leket Shikha Upeya Umayser Ani. He should not take from any of the Matnos Aniyim, including Maiser Ani, Hayolo Masayim Chaser dinner. However, if he has 200 minus 1, he's got 199 dinner, just one short of the amount that he needs not to take, then Afilu Elef Nosim Lo Ka'achas, even if 1,000 people want to give him all at one time, so he'd end up being a rich man, Hareza Yitol, he's permitted to take. Now, and certainly, if it was one person giving him 1,000 zuz, he would certainly be allowed to take, even though it's going to take him way over the top. However, if at the time when he's on the receiving end, he is still missing 200 zuz, he's allowed to take. What if he has 200 zuz or more, but it's collateralized to someone he owes money to, a creditor, meaning he doesn't have access to that money? Or it's been set aside to be collateral for his wife's ksuva. He's allowed to take, even though he really, and if you look at his, they say his Dun & Bradstreet, if you look at his real net worth, he's worth more than 200 zuz, but since it's not accessible to him, it's encumbered, so he can still take the Matnos Aniyim. Now, what about the fact that he owns various articles that may be of value? Is he obligated to sell them? So the Mishnah says, "Ein mechayvin oso limkor es beso." We do not obligate him in order to be able to take Matnos Aniyim to sell his house. He may save his beautiful house, but we don't make him sell his house. Ve'es klei tashmisho, or his beautiful utensils that he has. That includes even those that he uses special for Shabbos and Yontif. He also does not have to sell that. However, that's only true, the Rambam says, when he's coming to take Leket Shikha and Peya, which is not in such a public view. But if he's going to take from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah, he should not take from that. If he wants to be able to take from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah, he has to be willing to sell some of his beautiful utensils and buy cheaper ones in order to be able to take from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah.